Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the show, he's going to join us every week throughout the football season, former NFL offensive lineman. He's now our Odyssey NFL insider, and he's got his own podcast. And one thing he brought up when you asked him about his time with the Patriots, where he was picked up midseason due to injuries, and like they were going for a three-peat, and injuries were a big reason why they were not able to. And that was the same story, I think, heading into the back-to-back campaign last year. Like, how do you stay healthy throughout a long season? And they did have some injuries they had to deal with.
More than they've been dealing with lately.
And spoiler, they have one right now with Hollywood Brown. They will have other injuries. It's just the NFL. You do not make it through 17 games
with your whole complement of players.
You hope you can avoid the star player long-term type of injury stuff. So let's take Mahomes out of the equation because, duh, of course he has to stay healthy. After that, though, is there another player where you say, hey, they just cannot lose that player for an extended period of time? I'll say more than three, more than 2 weeks.
Trent McDuffie.
And still make it. And that's the name that I think
that's number one with
has
the bullet,
to be at the top. You know, I was listening to Carrington yesterday driving back from Rally House. And I think he maybe heard Ross Tucker as well. And he said Trent McDuffie's his answer more than anybody else. And I think you guys are both right, where when you look at the depth on the team, at wide receiver, they can withstand Hollywood Brown missing 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, if that ends up being that.
Yeah, Rice maybe missing a game.
Or whatever.
Two, three, whatever.
But at corner, this year where there's no Snead, and we have the question mark about nobody really stepping up to be the number two corner yet, I think he's at the top of the list. The only other name I would throw out there, of course, is Chris Jones. Because this defensive line, as great as Carl Loftus was, if you were to lose Chris Jones, then what do you got? Right now, while Minnehue's hurt.
Well, funny enough, they've got more depth on the interior defensive line. I think before I would answer Chris Jones just from a level of dominant player he is, they'd have a harder time replacing end. They would struggle more defensively for a three-game stretch against medium-level teams without George Carl Loftus than they would without Chris Jones this year. Their depth positions are the obvious ones. Can't really afford an injury at defensive end. Can't really afford an injury at corner. Because then otherwise, you go from, well, I sure hope Jalen Watson or Nazee Johnson or Joshua Williams works okay at the two, to two of the three of them have to play all the time. All three of them have to play pretty much most of the time. And teams are going to pick on you. So unless for some reason Jaden Hicks can play corner now, or play consistent corner now as a rookie, a guy who we saw move around a little bit, safety and corner.
Well, I think he's getting. He's going to get more snaps than we think too. Just anyway, even with a healthy group in the secondary. Talking about Jaden Hicks,
he just stands out. I mean, we talked about the Tyrann Mathieu comment to Brett Veach and so many others. He does stand out, but still, that is just not a position. Wide receiver, at the very least, depending on the player, three games they'll live. Will they be as good? No, that's the point. Linebacker, right? Will they be as good if Nick Bolton doesn't play? We're without Nick Bolton for a stretch last year.
Yeah, I think they're thinner still at linebacker. Even though we agree at the starting level that they're better, perhaps. We'll see.
But the depth
Willie Gay, though, athletically, you know, from a pure athleticism standpoint, Leo Chenault, the drop-off won't be huge there because
he's a great athlete himself.
Fink will remind us his athletic score stuff coming out of college was literally like off the charts. But that depth after that is thinner. Because before, last year, you had Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, and Drew Tranquil. And behind them, you had Leo Chenault. Now he's already, going to be playing significant snaps. So it just gets thinner, unknown, I guess I would say. We obviously had Jack Cochran on the show or whatever as well. Sure. So they're not the names necessarily. So maybe
but they can get the job done.
But it's Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones clearly at the top of the list outside of, you know, Patrick Mahomes in terms of not being replaceable.
I think
opinion.
So I've heard people talk about corner a lot, and we've talked about corner a lot. And I understand like this notion that is they have consistently had better corners, or corners have played better than their drafted slot, right? They found corners no matter what. So why worry about corner if they've just find them no matter what? Part of it is like, I understand that. Like Brett, and I think a lot of times you just want to give it they want to give credit to Brett Veach, right? This is a Brett Veach thing. Look at him. He'll find him anywhere, Gold. He's just snapping off fourth and fifth round picks. This is a Spags thing for me. My confidence in the corners and the reason why I think they can survive just as long as McDuffie is healthy, Gold, is because Steve Spagnuolo consistently gets more out of these players than he should. He gets way more out of defensive players than he should sometimes. He has raised the level of the defensive coaching and the ability to develop and the guys behind those guys that I give him as much credit as I do, you know, like Veach for finding them, as Spags for finding a way to get them consistently productive in his defense very early on for what's supposed to be a complicated defense.
But that's also why the counter on the Trent McDuffie point with cornerback, and I agree with you that after the, you know, the Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie is clearly that answer as far as, you know, guys you just can't replace. Historically, with this regime, we've seen them time and time again fill out the cornerback room. Nobody's going to replace L'Jarius Sneed at that level. He was one of the best cornerbacks in football. But they have shown time and time again, whether it was losing Charvarius Ward, and everybody's like, oh man, how are they gonna play Charvarius Ward? And I understand L'Jarius Sneed played at a higher level than him, but still, that was a conversation people had when he went and signed with the 49ers. There have been other guys in the secondary.
They've lost
whether
Ward,
it's corner
won,
yeah. or safety when Tyrann Mathieu.
People were about Kendall Fuller leaving at the time.
Sure. I mean, so there's been multiple opportunities where you could have said, oh man, they're gonna really struggle there, and they haven't. They've drafted well, as you said, at that position, but Dave Merritt and secondary and Spags, like they've done a really good job coaching up. So right this second, is there a clear number two corner? No, they've acknowledged that publicly. But do I think it's going to be that way all year? No, I don't. I think somebody's going to emerge. I also think they actually, in a weird way, like, they have depth there. They just don't have the clear cut two.
I know, but what scares me about that is I had to learn a really hard lesson last year of depth does not mean, like, everyone being on the same level is not necessarily a good thing.
No, but not every because team like, has, like, the reason why it was so special last year is they had Trent McDuffie and Sneed, who were both top four corners in football. Yeah, they don't have that. But I would just counter with, like, how many teams have a legit shutdown corner like Trent McDuffie and another one? Most teams don't. No. So they're not in much of a different spot than others.
No, they're not, but I just don't want to run into the wide receiver conundrum where I'm like, well, they got depth. Look, all these guys are pretty good. They're all good. No, they all stunk. The reason why no one had won the jobs early on for the Chiefs wide receiver unit, they kept mixing it up, is because no one was good. And I don't want to run into this problem. What's weird about this unit is we have seen Jalen Watson play good football. We have seen Joshua Williams play good football. We haven't seen Ozzie Johnson at all. They really liked him last year, and then he came in. He obviously got hurt for the season, and so he's coming into the year still recovering from that injury. But I've seen good play out of Jalen Watson. I've seen good play out of Joshua Williams. Sneed certainly missed snaps where those guys had to step in. As you recall, Trent McDuffie missed a good chunk of the early part of the season because of a stupid field in Arizona his rookie season. So it's not like they haven't been called to action before when somebody was down. The difference is they always had Sneed to rely on, and that's where it all comes down to. That's why corner has been this big conversation. Tonight will be a medium test. Zay Flowers gotten pretty good in the AFC Championship game to the tune of like 115 yards. But Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman
and Mark Andrews mixed
in
there.
It doesn't shake me to my core unless Zay Flowers is going to turn into that 12, 13, 1,400-yard wide receiver this year. It's a good wide receiver unit, but it's probably on par with what the Chiefs are. You're the 10th to 15th best unit in the NFL. You're not 1 through 5. Like Cincinnati week 2, that's a different receiver unit we're talking about. You know, because they've got Ja'Marr Chase, a proven number one top 10 wideout in the league. That'll be a whole nother thing. Will they just put Trent McDuffie on him the whole time?
The first couple weeks, I think we get a lot of this answered pretty early on in the season. Because then if you even want to go further to week 3, Falcons, you're going to play a really good quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who does have Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney. They've got some weapons there as well. To me, the cornerback question, for the most part, good or bad, will be answered fairly early on in the season. But I will remind people, time and time again with Steve Spagnuolo, as the season progresses, his defenses only get better. Every single year under him, they only get better. So however you feel after tonight, however you feel after week two, just keep that in mind. I think he has, at this point, earned the track record, the benefit of the doubt, if you will, that whether there's an issue or not, he will get this defense right, if it's not right, right out of the gate.
Yeah, I agree too. Like, and that's what I told you. My whole thing with corner, and we talked about this with, like, everything gets a different deadline. The kickoffs, October 1st. I'll talk to you guys, or October 5th, like 4 weeks in. I'll talk to you about what the kickoffs look like, if people are actually returning them, if their plan to bring kickoffs back is working. I don't want to talk about after week one or two, because I think it's an incomplete story. Corner, 12 weeks, I'll give them almost the whole damn season to figure it out. Look, if it's week 12 and they haven't settled into some answers, okay. But by week 12 last year, if I had asked you, hey, we're going into week 13 gold, who's the Chiefs' number one wide receiver? Your answer was Rashee Rice. We were done deciding that. It had been decided. And I asked you their number two receiver-wise, you'd be like, oh, Justin Watson. And you'd have known that MVS wasn't good. You'd have known that Tony was awful. You'd have known that the Sky Moore year two breakout wasn't happening. You'd have known. That's what I want at a corner. I just want by week 12, week 13, when are they facing the Texans? That by the time Tank Dell and Nico Collins.
Yeah, it's late in the year.
Yeah, by the time Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs roll into town, or you roll to their town, it's in town. When they come into Kansas City, that you know who the number two corner is against their number two wide receiver. But I'll give a huge chunk of the season.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.